Hey guys, you're listening to the most captivating podcast in iTunes. That's right, the Elite Man Podcast, where we turn average men into elite men every day. We interview the very best experts from the lifestyle, health, fitness, social, and even entrepreneurial worlds. And with their help, we give you some of the best advice on the planet. Subscribe now if you haven't already and enjoy the show. And oh yeah, if you really enjoy it, leave us a review. On today's episode, episode number 100. Yes, that's 100. I cannot believe we've done so many episodes. On today's episode, I talk about the three things I learned doing 100 interviews. And man, I am so happy, thankful, and just proud of the Elite Man Podcast and where it is today. We've come such a far, long way from our first few episodes. And, you know, it's just been such a good journey. Like, we've interviewed some of the best experts in the world, some of the top people, some of the people I've looked up to for years and years, you know, read their books, watched their videos, got their programs, went to their courses, looked up to them, and aspired to be like them for so many years. And I get to talk to these people all the time now. Like, these are some of my peers, colleagues now, and some of the people I get to work hand in hand with every day or every week. And it's incredible. Like, I am so thankful to be in the position I am today, where we get some of the best guests in the world on the show. And, you know, like I said, it wasn't always easy. It was a tough journey. It was very hard in the beginning. And honestly, the quality has just gone up and up and up. And, you know, 100 episodes from now, I'm sure it'll be even better than it is today. But I'm so thankful and proud of the place that we're in today and how far we've come from when we first started. And in this episode, I'm going to share with you the three biggest takeaways I've learned from doing these 100 episodes. And I hope you guys appreciate the journey, and I hope you guys love this episode, because it's sort of a collection of some of the past interviews and shows we've done. And I wanted to do something special for the 100th episode. And I think today is sort of the perfect blend of what we've done in the past and what we'll be doing going forward with the show. I haven't mentioned this to a lot of people yet, but we've actually just cracked the top 50 in all of iTunes. Actually, the top 40 in all of iTunes for health shows. So they have like 10 or so categories, maybe, I don't know, up to 15 categories, like major categories, you know, your business, your health, your education categories. The Elite Man Podcast is in the health category and just recently cracked the top 40 show overall in health. So it's a big accomplishment for us. We never were even in the top 200 shows until about a few months ago. But since that time, we've just been, you know, creeping up and up and up. And, you know, we vary from day to day. iTunes rankings are always changing, going up back and forth. But we've been recently in the top 40 and have maintained a top 50 position in all of iTunes health shows. And so we're really excited and proud about that fact. And I think going forward, we're just going to continue to grow and continue to reach a larger audience of guys and, you know, help more and more people become the best versions of themselves. And that's really what it's all about at the end of the day. So I'm so happy I get to bring on the best men and women experts from around the world in self-help who give you guys their best advice and help you become the best version of yourself. And I continue to grow and share this message and am so happy and proud to do so. So this is the 100th episode that the Elite Man Podcast has done, and I hope you guys enjoy. This episode is brought to you by the Elite Man Conference, the world's number one personal growth conference for men. If you're looking to master your personal, social, and business life, this is the conference for you. Last year, we had 30 world-class speakers and hundreds of guests at our two-day event. That was unbelievable. Amazing, Justin. This conference completely changed my life, man. These are just a few of the things that attendees personally told me at the end of those 2 days. Our speakers included world-class life coaches, top-ranked business leaders, legendary fitness experts, best-selling authors, and many others. Experts like John Romanello, Scott McKay, Kim Seltzer, Dr. Stephen Cabral, Thomas Edwards, and so many others. This year, we plan to have even more amazing speakers like this and an event that's 10 times better. Go to EliteManConference.com and subscribe to our newsletter right now to reserve your seat. Hurry up, because seating is limited and we will be selling out fast when tickets go on sale in a few weeks. All right, guys, we are live. This is officially the 100th episode of the Elite Man Podcast. Man, I am so excited, happy, and proud that we've done 100 awesome episodes, and just truly honored to be in the position I am in today. When we first started off, it was just strictly a dating podcast and really kind of had no idea what I was doing. I heard it was a good idea to do podcasting. I listened to a few of the popular shows out in iTunes and, you know, figured why not give it a shot. I just had my first blog and was trying to figure out another avenue for reaching people and reaching guys. And I figured why not try podcasting out? You know, it sounds like a great idea. I can connect with some people. Little did I know it would basically change the course of my business. I started connecting with people and I started figuring out early on that building relationships with other people in my industry, in my niche, was the key to success. I interviewed some dating people early on, and some big names actually in the dating world early on, which I kind of, you know, had no idea I could get a hold of. And these people just kind of opened my eyes to the possibility of interviewing other people, of interviewing top people in the self-help industry, of interviewing, you know, some of the self-help legends that I looked up to or had followed for a long time, or interviewing some of the big business players in the entrepreneurial world and some of the guys I was following for business advice. And I thought of it early on that not only would this be a good way to connect with some big people and some big names and potentially get my name out to their audiences and people that follow them, but also I could learn from a lot of these people. And I was reading a ton of self-help books at the time, especially business books in particular with online stuff, online business. And I wanted to reach out to these guys and figure out what they were doing and what I could do to copy their success, what some of the steps were that they took to get to the next level and really be successful doing the online business stuff. And so I made it a point shortly after that to transition away from just the dating advice and talk about other topics, topics like online business or topics like health and fitness, topics like fashion and style for men, things that I hadn't covered before on my podcast or the blog I had. And, this really just opened up the floodgates to where I am today with the Elite Man magazine. Shortly after this, I immediately knew I had to shift away from doing just the dating stuff, and I transformed my blog over to the Elite Man magazine that it is today, elitemanmagazine.com. And then shortly after that, I transformed the podcast from the former dating podcast it was called to the one it is now, which is the Elite Man Podcast. And like I said, this literally changed my life. It was connecting with these people online, these incredible self-help people in this industry, personal development people, that opened my eyes to what was possible and what I could do both business-wise and also reaching people that I really wanted to change their lives in. I didn't feel like I was really changing lives just doing the dating thing, like just giving people dating advice. And I wanted to really change their life in all aspects. I wanted to help them with their health, their anxiety problems, their depression problems, their confidence problems. I wanted to help them socially. I wanted to help them build better relationships with their family, with their coworkers, with their bosses. I wanted to help people connect and make these connections with other people that I wasn't really getting to cover just doing dating stuff. So doing the Elite Man podcast and starting to interview a lot of these people who were really making it big and successful in all different areas and aspects opened my eyes to the possibility I could cover not just one topic, but many awesome topics, many different topics that I was just so fascinated by and wanted to know more about. I wanted to know more about health. I wanted to know more about fitness. I wanted to know more about building relationships and socializing and confidence and connecting with people and getting over your anxiety and mastering your depression problems and how to dress better and have a great style as a man. I wanted to cover all of these things. And so the Elite Man podcast allowed me to do that. I brought on the best experts from all of these fields and just picked their brains with the best advice and knowledge that they had individually and brought them together collectively to give you guys, and also myself, quite honestly, the best advice around. And that's what I did. And that's what the Elite Man podcast allowed me to do. And like I said in the beginning, I'm so thankful for how far we've come and how long and tough the journey's been to being in the position I am in today, and you know, the position we're in at Elite Man Podcast, to interviewing and continually getting to interview the best experts from around the world in all these fields. Like I said, we cover so many different aspects, from personal health to social health to business health, whether that's a personal problem, whether that's a social problem connecting with others, or whether that's a business problem. We cover all of these aspects and cover them in depth in a lot of these interviews that we have. And like I said, it's just been such a great experience the last couple of years, furthering my knowledge and helping a lot of listeners further their own knowledge in various aspects of life. And any elite man, and actually, you know, a lot of the women that listen to the show, any elite woman listening to the show, I think can relate to the transition we've had from the past couple of years of covering all these great topics. And I literally just listen to you guys and what you guys want. You know, I get a lot of emails about different shows or different topics to cover or different guests to bring on. And, you know, thankfully, you guys have kind of steered me in the right direction. You steered me in a direction that I'm so happy to be in now and going forward with a lot of the guests and suggestions and topics you guys want to cover, that it's been, you know, such an awesome and incredible ride. And I'm just so happy, you know, that we're continuing the ride and continuing to grow as a podcast, as a show, and, you know, with the content we have. So that's kind of where we've been in a nutshell the last couple of years, and the short story of how we became, how we came up with the concept of the Elite Man podcast. And I just kind of want to give you guys the background of that, because we did start off as a dating podcast initially, the first maybe 10, 15 episodes or so. And then after that, just transitioned into everything you guys wanted to know. You guys wanted to know all these other aspects of life and becoming the best version of yourself, and specifically the best men you can be as elite men. And have really kind of taken over and dictated the course and direction of the show. And I love it, because looking back, you know, it was the best decision I'd ever made. It was connecting with people, and it allowed me to connect with incredible people. It opened up the doors for me. It helped me create these relationships I have today with some incredible and awesome people, individuals. And it also helped me go in the direction of the topics and subjects and position I wanted to be in of today, like covering everything as opposed to just one specific topic. And, you know, quite honestly, I have ADD and I couldn't stick with one topic for much longer anyways. And, you know, I'm so happy I kind of opened up those doors and allowed the different topics to come through and to cover so many more topics and subjects that we do now. When I do an interview, it's basically like a personal coaching session for me. I pick the brains of these experts and literally just ask them the most interesting things or topics that come to mind at the time. And I'm just literally sitting there taking notes down as if I was at a personal coaching session with, you know, a best-selling author or top-ranked life coach or a top-ranked thought leader of some sort, like whatever it is. Like, I'm just literally sitting there taking notes, like I'm in a class one-on-one, and this guy is just teaching me everything he has, his best tips he's giving me or she's giving me. And it's so remarkable that I get to do that. So I'm so appreciative and thankful. And I hope, you know, I get to convey the knowledge that they give to me in the best possible way to give that same knowledge to you. The three things I learned doing all this stuff, like I mentioned, I learned so many different things, but I want to keep this as short as possible. The first thing I've learned is to just be yourself if you're doing a podcast. If you're thinking about maybe having a show in the future, or maybe dabbling in the podcasting world, or even if it's something like writing or having your own blog or your own YouTube video, YouTube channel, or your own whatever it is, anything that you want to do yourself, it's easier said than done. But the best tip I can give you today, after doing 100 interviews, is to be yourself. And I hate that term, you know, just be yourself. but it really is so true in something like this. Now, obviously, when we say be yourself, it's be your best self, be your optimal self, the best version of yourself, which I talk about a lot on the Elite Man podcast. Be the best version you can possibly be of yourself. And that's what you have to be. So many people try to be someone they're not. So many people try to be someone they see on TV or someone they see on YouTube, or they try to be, you know, like Tony Robbins, and they don't necessarily fit into the Tony Robbins mold. Like, Tony Robbins is an awesome, badass, self-help expert, legend. I mean, he's just a cool fucking dude, man. He is awesome. But so many people like try to copy his style. So many people try to be just like Tony, and you know, they're not really like Tony. They have a different background. They have a different upbringing. Maybe they don't swear like Tony swears. Maybe they don't talk like Tony talks. Maybe they don't have the same body language or mannerisms as Tony has. And he's a very high energy, very sort of in your face kind of guy. And a lot of people aren't like that. But some people try to be like that, and it just doesn't work because it's not them. Or, you know, some people try to be like, John Lee Dumas in the podcasting world. So many people try to kind of emulate him because he's a big name in the podcasting world. But he has his own style. He's done thousands of podcast interviews at this point, and it took him a while to find his own style, to find his own voice, and to be himself. Now, someone, you know, pick off the street and, you know, just kind of regular average Joe kind of guy hopping on the mic and starting his own podcast isn't going to be like John Lee Dumas right away. He isn't going to have John Lee Dumas's style. He isn't going to have his projection. He isn't going to have his voice, his vocal tonality. He's not going to have any of his mannerisms or sort of the witty cleverness, one-liners that John comes up with. Those things could come over time, but they're not going to be normal right away. They're not going to come easy right away, and they're not going to fit someone who's not like John. And John is very unique in his own way. And a lot of people who try to podcast, I think, unfortunately, try to fit into one of the molds of one of these kind of big name podcast hosts, and they'll try to mimic these people or be like these people, and it's just not them. Or if you're someone like me, you know, in the first 10, maybe 20 episodes even, you try to be like super professional and you end up coming across pretty monotone and flat and, you know, just quite honestly kind of boring. Like, the first few episodes I did, maybe not 20 episodes, but maybe, you know, the first 5, maybe 10 episodes I did, I was very monotone, very professional, or overly professional, I'd like to say. And I really just didn't have, I wasn't getting my personality through on the mic. I wasn't allowing others to really see who I was, because I thought I had to be like maybe like someone like John Lee Dumas or, you know, Pat Flynn, one of the other guys I was listening to at the time. I don't know what it was exactly. And these guys never really were like that. So I don't really know if it was like trying to be like one of those guys, but it was trying to project this image of like professionality, you know, super professional, super businesslike. And it just didn't come across as being me. It wasn't me, and it didn't come across as being normal or effective, I think. And I kind of cringe when I listen to some of those first few episodes every now and then. You know, it just growing, you know, like after the first 10, after the first 20, after the first 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, whatever, you know, every single like 10 episodes, I just think I get like exponentially better on the mic. And I think this is the case for a lot of people. You can kind of go back and just hear as you get deeper and deeper into the episodes, higher in the numbers, the quality of the shows just go up and up. And that has a lot to do with both me personally, like my personality coming across, me being more natural, more comfortable on the mic, and also my ability to convey this with the guests I have on. So it's not just me, but it's also, I should say, it's not just me and like my personality and how I'm talking, but it's also the way I'm communicating to the guests I have on my show. So the better I am, the more effective I am at being natural and being myself, the better the quality of the show is, because the guests can kind of connect with me on a better level, and they can get their message and their advice across to the guests, to the audience more effectively. So I think just the more I do it, the higher the quality of the show is, and the more I am myself. I learned this earlier on, fortunately, maybe around like episode 10 or episode 20, I really started to get a hang of letting my personality shine more through the mic and being more myself and being more natural. Like Sarah, my girlfriend, knows this for sure. In the early days, back when I first started, the first couple episodes, it literally took me, I hate to even admit this, but it literally took me hours and hours and hours to edit one single episode. Like it took me, I remember this one episode, I won't name the guest, but this one episode had a bad connection with me on Skype when I do these interviews. And it wasn't the best, it wasn't the best connection ever, and it wasn't the best quality sounding. Like it, you know, had nothing to do with the quality of content in the episode. Like the episode itself was great, and this was one of the top sort of experts I've had on the show, back in those days. The quality of content was phenomenal in the show. The quality, the sound quality, because the connection wasn't that great, was kind of poor. But needless to say, I over-edited the hell out of that episode. And I remember it took me a minimum of like 6 or 7 hours to edit that episode. And honestly, if I had that same problem today, I would have first had spoken up and told the guest that they need to get a better quality connection before I continue the episode. That's the first thing I would have done, because I would have stopped the episode and just told them, you know, if you can get, it must have been on Wi-Fi, if you can get a hardline Ethernet cord cable right into the computer so you don't have this kind of blurry cutting out thing going on. I would have told them that, you know, right away. It still happens from time to time, and I'll say that, you know, right away. Or I would have said, let's just reschedule for a later date if you can get a better connection, maybe in the next couple of days. Let's do it then, because the quality is just so poor that it's going to take me forever to edit it, and it's going to be a pain in the ass. And honestly, the sound quality is not going to be good enough to use on the Elite Man podcast. So I don't want to kind of waste both of our times here. I would have said that. Or if it's really not that bad and I can still get it, you know, I can still use it. Editing something like that today would probably take me half hour, 45 minutes max. Back in those days, the ancient days of when I first started, took me 6-7 hours to do that episode, and a couple other episodes like that, like 5 hours, 4 hours, 6 hours, whatever, here and there. But it was terrible. Like, it wasn't necessarily the quality of the sound that was making the episode so long. It was the crazy attitude I had, the crazy belief I had that I had to make everything perfect. I was a huge perfectionist, and I was also cutting out every single little you know, everything like that I would edit out, and so I'd have to pause the editing about every 5 seconds to do this. So if it was an hour episode, you know, you just do the math there. It's like 500, I don't even, you know, 20 times whatever, I don't know, 10, I can't do the math off the top of my head. But if you do the math, it's something like 10, every 10 to 5 seconds. So 10 times a minute times 60 minutes. I mean, it's like 600 or so pauses. Maybe I'm way off in the math, but it's like 600 or so pauses that you have to stop and edit. And needless to say, this took me so many hours and so much time out of my life that it was draining and exhausting to do. So the first thing, if you're going to start a podcast, if you're thinking of doing something like this, or even a YouTube channel or something like that, a blog post even, you know, taking out all the imperfections in that and changing everything around till it's absolutely perfect, don't do that. Like, that's the biggest waste of time. Don't let the perfect be the enemy of the good, as Voltaire says. You know, he's dead on with that statement, and it's so applicable even now in the 21st century. Hundreds of years after I think he made that initial statement. Don't let the perfect be the enemy of the good. People are such perfectionists nowadays, especially me. I have to remind myself this all the time. But things are good as they are. Like, maybe a little edit here or there. Now I do an edit, it takes me maybe 10, 15 minutes to do a whole podcast of an hour. Sometimes like a minute or two, sometimes only a couple minutes if there's really no problems with it at all. I'll just leave things in there, because that's how people talk. That's how people are. They're normal. We're human beings. We say we say ah, we say, you know, we say you think, whatever it is. Like, we say these things, and that's just how conversation goes. people aren't perfect in their conversation. People don't cut out all the ums, all the ahs when they speak in conversation. And I think it's stupid to then think that because it's a podcast episode, because you're talking into a microphone, you then have to do that and spend hours of your time taking out all these little errors or so-called errors that people say. So that's the biggest thing, is just be yourself. Whether that's finding your voice, whether that's getting your personality across, whether that's being more of yourself and letting people hear that side of you, you know, swearing a little bit, if that's who you are, not trying to swear, but if you swear from time to time and that's who you are, then swear a little bit. Who gives a shit, right? I mean, that's just who you are. That's your personality. Let people hear it. Be yourself, you know, just be who you are, and the podcast quality is going to be so much better. The blog quality is going to be so much better. The YouTube quality is going to be so much better. Whatever it is, the quality when you can be yourself and let your personality shine through is going to be so much better. And also not being a perfectionist and letting yourself make little errors or little mistakes here and there, because people understand that no one's perfect. And people, I've never heard anyone, you know, complain about me saying or ah or whatever it is. Like, yeah, I say that from time to time, but who gives a shit? Everybody says that. Yeah, I mess up from time to time or say something stupid, but who gives a shit? Everybody messes up. Everyone says something stupid. Just because this is a podcast doesn't mean I have to go back and edit all these things or, you know, look like Mr. Perfect like I tried to look like in the first few episodes, because honestly, those episodes kind of came out like crap when I tried to do that. The guests were great. The content, the quality was great, but me personally, I don't think I was that great. I think I kind of sucked. And looking back now, if I could just go back in time, I would be the way I am today when I was when I first started. But obviously, you know, as human beings, we'll never do that. Like, you know, in hindsight, we always have that kind of, you know, I should have done that or I should have done this. And I don't really think like that. I try not to think like, oh, you know, I regret doing that or I regret being this way. We're all learning every single day. We're learning in all our experiences and everything we do, we're learning something new. Whether it's good or bad, we're learning something new. And I've learned a ton in the last couple of years doing this podcast. And I think I've grown so much doing this podcast personally and professionally that I wouldn't change any of this for, you know, going back and trying to do this over again. Like, it's been such an awesome journey and I'm so appreciative of all the knowledge and what I've learned over that journey. So that was step number one, or the number one thing I guess I learned, was just be yourself and obviously be the best version of yourself. But at the end of the day, be yourself. You can't be anybody else. Don't pretend to be someone else. Be yourself. Let your personality shine through. Work on yourself. Obviously work on yourself every day. But at the end of the day, you are unique. You are who you are, and let that shine through. People will resonate with it. The second thing I've learned over the course of doing these 100 interviews, having all these podcast episodes, is to be persistent. Persistence has been the number one key to the success of the Elite Man podcast and also EliteManMagazine.com. It's been the number one thing, the number one takeaway for all the success I've had over the last couple of years. It's being persistent. I mentioned this a couple times, I think maybe in past episodes or webinars I've done on, you know, in the Elite Man Mastermind group that I run. If you're not a member of that either, you know, yet, make sure you check it out. It's a really awesome group. And I have commercials for that pretty much every episode. But basically the Elite Man Mastermind group, we have webinars, weekly webinars where we talk about different things, where we connect with a lot of guys. And it's just an awesome group for people, like-minded men and women, to connect on a deeper, further level. So I've talked about this, I know, in the past and in some of those webinars, but the biggest thing that I can relate my success to is persistence. Whether that was persistence like getting someone like Robert Greene on the show, like international, five-time international best-selling author, author of a couple of the greatest books, I think, in self-help history, The 48 Laws of Power and The 50th Law, and, you know, some of Mastery. I mean, just some of his work is incredible, like blows people away. Like, he's friends with guys like 50 Cent, you know, Jay-Z. Like, those guys all love Robert Greene because he's the man, and he's like the, he's basically like a celebrity author. Like, people love his work because it resonates with them and it's so badass, and the takeaways and the keys and the content that he shares with people are second to none. Getting someone like Robert Greene on the Elite Man podcast, back when I had him on a few months, maybe a year ago now, I don't even know. Getting someone like him on the show took persistence. That's the one word I can use to define getting someone like him on. And I'll tell you the kind of like brief story of how that unfolded. I reach out to guests all the time for the show. I reach out to people. You know, I mentioned you guys send me people. You send me topics you want covered. You guys send me guests that you want to have on the show. And then I go and I do work and I reach out to people. I reach out to their assistants. I reach out to publicists. I reach out to people individually. And I do my best to get people on the show all the time. This is constantly happening. I reached out to Robert, and again, I'm messing up the dates here, but I reached out to him a period of time ago. We'll say just kind of for purposes on the podcast, so I don't have to, you know, look this up specifically, but we'll say generally speaking, this was maybe a year and a half ago I reached out to him, and I didn't hear a word from him at all, so I got nothing, and typically when I reach out to someone, you know, big or someone huge, in the past anyways, maybe going forward it'll be a little different, or hopefully be a little more successful. But in the past, if I reached out to, say, like an A-lister in the self-help world, you know, your Tony Robbins's, your Robert Greene's, your Neil Patel's, guys like that that are just huge in the self-help world, you won't hear anything. Like, you just won't get an answer. It's, I mean, just kind of the matter-of-fact way of how it is. Sometimes you won't hear an answer. A lot of the time, you won't hear an answer. You won't have a reply. Or it'll be something like, thanks for reaching out, really appreciate it, but right now we're just so busy, can't do it. So something like that. Either no response or something like that. I reached out to Robert, say, about a year and a half ago, and then didn't hear a response. And typically, if I don't hear a response, I'll give it a few months, and then I'll circle back again. Like, maybe they didn't get the email the first time, or maybe he was really busy, and you know what? I understand that, because I get emails all the time, and sometimes I can't answer all the emails that I get, and I'll just either, you know, kind of mark it as read and forget about it, and, you know, just think, you know, whatever, it kind of happens. I'll either circle back with this person if I feel interested in connecting back with them, or I'll just kind of let it be, and we'll see what happens. And, you know, sometimes, so I understand that 100%. I'm the same way. I get emails all the time. I get flooded emails. Some of the things I'll respond to, some of the things I won't, because honestly, I just don't have the time of day to respond to every single interview, every single email that I get. And, you know, it's nothing personal at all, like literally nothing personal for people I don't respond to. But honestly, it's just kind of how it goes. From time to time, I'm just swamped, or I forget about an email, or I forget to respond, or I just don't have the time to respond back if it's like a no and I can't do something. So I understand that completely. I email people, I don't get responses from time to time. I'll usually wait about 2-3 months, maybe 4 months, and then I'll circle back again. And I'll say, you know, maybe something's changed. Maybe I've gotten a couple better guests on the show. Maybe I've gotten 10,000, 20,000 more downloads on the show, and I can kind of, you know, talk about it in a higher light. Or maybe a recent guest who was just on the show is a friend of a big, you know, sort of A-lister who I want to get on the show, and maybe they can kind of connect and relate to that fact, and maybe they'll come on now. So I'll give it a few months. Maybe I'll give it 3-4 months, and then I'll circle back again. So maybe in Robert's case, it was something like 3 months later, 4 months later, I circle back with him again, and I reach out to Robert, and I say, you know, whatever, I basically said something similar to the first time, but I changed up something, obviously, so it wasn't exactly the same email. I changed up a couple lines in it, and reworded it, and just kind of tried again. And again, the second time, I didn't hear anything back for maybe a month, and you know, I kind of just figured, you know, it's one of these guys you just can't really get a hold of right now. Maybe he's swamped, maybe he's writing another book. Maybe he's got some other work and whatever. I didn't even really think about it, honestly. I just kind of forgot about it completely. And about a month after I reached out to him the second time, I get an email from his assistant saying, Robert is interested. When were you thinking about doing it? Or something like that. When are you thinking about doing an interview? So I reach back, you know, the next day or maybe later that day, a couple hours later, I forget exactly the time, but I reached back within about 24 hours or so,
And, you know, I said, you know, what's his availability? I'm available in the next couple of weeks. Would love to have him on, et cetera, et cetera. And then again, don't hear anything back. Like, it completely went silent. And I'm expecting, like, an email back. And, you know, it took probably another full month, maybe even a month and a half after I emailed his assistant back to hear another response. And the response back was something like, oh, Robert would love to be on, just looking to fit it in or something, like trying to figure out the details of, you know, when we can do it. And then I emailed back saying, sounds great or whatever. Would love to have him on. Let me know your availability. And then, you know, I can't remember the exact details, but I honestly think it was about a month later and I still heard no response back, like maybe a month and a half later. So I circled back this time. And I said, oh, is Robert still interested in doing the interview? Would love to have him on. Maybe a couple days later, the assistant emails me back and says, yes, Robert would love to. He has, you know, next Tuesday available to do the interview. Are you free at any of these times? And, you know, boom, I had Robert Green on the show. I did the interview that the next week, had him on. Was one of the best guests I ever had on. You know, he's a great, great guy, great gentleman. Incredibly clever, witty, smart. Like, this guy is the man, and just a really down to earth dude. Like, he's just so cool. He's one of the biggest names I've had on the show, but probably one of the nicest guys I've had on the show as well. Like, so down to earth and just really cool, chill guy. So the moral of the story, I know it's kind of a long story, but the moral of the story is having persistence was the key to getting Robert on. Having persistence, knowing not to give up the first time, the second time, the third time when I had to wait a month or two, the fourth time when the assistant kind of ignored me for a month, circling back like the fifth time. Like, it took me like five times of going back and forth before I was able to solidify that interview with Robert Green. And to be quite honest, this happens all the time. It happens with a number of guests who are on the show. It doesn't just happen with Robert Green. It's happened pretty much all the top guests I've had on. This has happened to one extent or another. Like, it's been a back and forth of like circling back with people, of trying to get a hold of people saying no initially, or saying, you know, circle back with me in 6 months, and then I circle back in 6 months, and then, you know, it takes a couple more times after that to set it up. It's not just, you know, you reach out to someone like Robert Green and they're going to, you know, say, yeah, I'll do the interview tomorrow, let's set it up. Or you're going to reach out to someone like Neil Patel and they're, you know, excited to be on your show, and they're going to say, yeah, let's do it right now. You know, John Romanello, same thing, or Aaron Marino, or Pat Flynn, John Lee Doom, all these guys who have been on the show. It's not like you can just reach out to them and set up an interview within that same week. It just doesn't work that way. It usually takes a lot of maneuvering, a lot of positioning, a lot of time, a lot of weeks, maybe even months in advance, maybe even a year in advance. Like, I'm still waiting to circle back with a couple of people who've told me, love to be on the show, 100% down. Just let me, I'm swamped in, you know, writing my next book, my next New York Times bestselling book. Let me circle back with you in a year from now. So I'm still waiting to circle back with them or have them circle back with me from last year. You know what I mean? Like, it takes time for these things to happen. And the people who don't take it to the next level, the people who don't get these big people on their shows, or the people who don't find success in life or in business, are the people who give up too soon. The people who call it quits and don't have that persistence to keep going and keep trying and keep knocking on doors are the people who ultimately fail in whatever they're trying to do, whether that's life, whether that's, you know, relationships, confidence, business, dating advice, health, whatever it is. It takes time for a lot, for greatness to happen. It takes time for you to be where you want to be in life. And the people who give up too soon, the people who call it quits, or the people who don't have the persistence to keep going and to keep trying and pushing themselves and getting up every day motivated for success, are the people who ultimately don't make it. So the takeaway, the biggest takeaway, number two, is that you have to be persistent in life. If you want to be a podcast host, if you want to have a successful podcast, you absolutely have to have persistence. If you want to be a successful YouTuber, a successful blogger, I can't talk right now, a successful anything entrepreneurship-wise, or just in life in general. Like, if you want to master a skill, you want to get more confidence, you want to be successful with ladies in the dating department, or you want to, you know, master your relationships with different friends, it's going to take time to do all these things. You really need persistence, business-wise, but also just in life in general. So that's the biggest thing I've learned, is number two on this list of things. The third thing, and this might be honestly the most important thing, the biggest takeaway, the final third takeaway I've learned from doing 100 interviews, having 100 podcast, Elite Man podcast shows down, including this one, the biggest thing I learned is that anyone can make it. So we've learned to be yourself, we've learned to be persistent, and right now I'm telling you that anyone can make it. Anyone can be successful in life. Anyone who wants to be successful in a particular endeavor, whatever that is, can do it. Like, I'm here to tell you 100% you can do it. The resounding theme, the recurring theme I get over and over again from interviewing all of these top people, these top experts from so many different various backgrounds and walks of life, is that they're all sort of that underdog story. I haven't met one person yet. Maybe I will in the future, but I honestly don't think so. I haven't met one person yet, one expert yet, who was successful from the get-go or who had everything handed to them and didn't really have to do much work to be where they are now. Every single person I've had on the show, whether that was Pat Flynn, whether that was John Lee Dumas, John Romanello, Ty Bollinger on the other episodes, Boss Rutan, Rich Franklin, Neil Patel, Mark Anthony, Kezia Noble, Aaron Marino, all these people, these great, great people, great help, self-help experts and legends and authorities in this world have all been sort of that underdog story where they didn't know that they can make it at first, or they didn't, or other people doubted them in being successful in their career choice, but they just kept pushing and pushing, and they ultimately made it. I've yet to meet one person who decided to be a life coach or a dating coach or health, fitness enthusiast, expert, who right away when they decided to do that, everyone said, oh yeah, you're going to be successful. You're going to make it. You're going to be great at that. Every single person who did this thing was doubted. No one believed that they could do it. No one believed that they could be successful in doing it. And everybody, even their best friends, even their family, in a lot of cases, doubted them and didn't think they could make a career out of doing what they do. So the biggest takeaway is that you can make it if you set your mind to it. And like I said, going back to number two, if you're persistent in doing it, and then also on that, in that kind of stance, going back to number one, if you continually optimize who you are at your core, better yourself, but ultimately be yourself, because being unique makes you stand out automatically. If you can do those three things, you can make it. You can be successful in anything you do. Anyone can be successful. You look at all these experts, whether it's Robert Greene, who's a huge international best-selling author. I mean, he was just a regular dude. He was a regular average Joe up until his, I think, mid-40s or so. He'd kind of bounced around from job to job. I think he was fairly successful in his job, but he wasn't like, you know, who he is today. He wasn't like this major, incredible author who, you know, 50 Cent was calling and reaching out to, and, you know, fame and hugely successful and, you know, had all kinds of money. He was just a regular 40-year-old dude living out in like LA, and he made it. He had an idea. He took his 48 Laws of Power idea, his book concept, and just ran with it. And he took that thing, and man, you know, has that paid off for him tenfold, you know, in dividends. Like, his idea just started a little tiny idea in his head, has just completely changed his life around, and that's where he is today. Someone like Rich Franklin, who was an underweight football player in high school. I forget what he weighed. He was like a buck 50 or buck 60 or something in high school, trying to play football. And he was really good at football, but he was just like too small to make it in football. You know, it was around the time when the UFC started coming around, started getting popular. Rich decided to, and he got a little bigger after high school. He gained some weight, probably like 190 or so. After high school, you know, putting on some size, but he's decided to kind of take that up. Did like some kickboxing and things like that. And, you know, the next thing you know, he's fighting for the UFC, and the next thing you know, he's a UFC middleweight champion, and he's taking that and just, you know, it made him a celebrity. It made him an overnight celebrity when he became a UFC middleweight champion. And from that point forward, he's just grown his name, grown his brand. And the guy's, you know, an incredible athlete and a recognizable figure. And nobody thought he could make it. Nobody thought he was going to be a UFC champion. No one thought he was going to, you know, be one of the legends of one of the coolest sports and the most popular sports in the world right now. Like, he's a legend in that sport and will never be forgotten. But nobody thought he could ever do that at the time when he started doing it. Everybody doubted him. Nobody thought that this guy, Rich Franklin, who was a skinny football player in high school and kind of undersized, just a regular dude from, you know, I forget where he's from, Ohio or something. No one thought he was going to be who he is today. But he did. He made it. He pulled through. He had confidence in himself, and he was motivated, and he did it, and he pulled through. Same thing with, like, John Romanello, a guy like him, a huge, huge fitness name, New York Times bestselling author. He's friends with, like, Tim Ferriss and just major marketing experts and people like that. He also spoke at the Elite Man Conference. Huge, huge name in the personal development industry. And he started off, you know, he had the typical sort of fat kid story where he was, I mean, this is kind of in his own words, he's very bold, for anyone who knows John. Typical fat kid story, basically overweight, chubby kid, got picked on a lot in school, didn't have a lot of friends. After maybe mid-high school, after high school, started really working out hard, training himself, got into phenomenal shape. And then started blogging and writing and doing all these guest posts on people's blogs and websites. And then next thing you know, he's helping Arnold Schwarzenegger train. And the next thing you know, he's having Arnold Schwarzenegger write the foreword for his future New York Times best-selling book. And that completely changed his life. But no one ever thought a guy like John Romanello back at the time could be successful. No one ever thought, you know, yeah, John's going to be, you know, a future New York Times best-selling author, badass. You know, he's going to be friggin' jacked in incredible shape. And no, guys like Tim Ferriss and Arnold Schwarzenegger and pal around, like, you know, people like that. No one ever thought this guy could do it. But he had motivation. He had determination. He had confidence in himself and a belief in himself. And he carried that. And he was able to be successful. He's able to be in the position he's in today and making millions of dollars a year doing what he loves because of that confidence in himself and because he believed in himself. And John will tell you, you know, before anyone else ever does, that if he can make it, you can make it too. If you have that same determination, that same belief in yourself, you can do anything you want. Whether that's being a celebrity fitness trainer like John, or whether that's you know, being an author like Robert Greene, a best-selling author like Robert Greene, or whatever it is, it doesn't really matter what your motivation is or what your desire is to be successful. If you have that desire in you, you look back at any one of these episodes we've done, any one of these interviews we've done with these people, they'll all tell you the same thing. No one believed them at first. Everybody doubted them at first. No one had much faith in them at first that they could be successful, but they had faith in themselves. And they never wavered in that faith. And they had this belief in themselves that they could be successful. And through a lot of work, a lot of hard work, dedication, motivation, and again, persistence, they were able to do it. So if these guys can do it, you know, hundreds of the people we've had on some of these past episodes, if they can all do it and be hugely successful and you know, make it in the realm, the industry that they're in, you can do it as well. Anybody can do this. And you know, the doors are open for anyone to take it. It's just a matter of if you believe in yourself, if you truly want this, if you're going to put the time and effort and dedication that it takes to do it, then you can be successful doing it. And, you know, ask any one of these guys who've been on the show and they'll tell you the same thing. It all comes down to believing in yourself. And that's probably the most important takeaway of the three. Three of the biggest things I've learned, but that may be the most important. So just quickly backtracking and going over them once more, it's be yourself, be unique. You're already unique. So being yourself, you're going to stand out from the crowd and you're going to be more natural and you're going to let your personality shine through. That's number one. Number two is be persistent. When you're persistent in anything, it's just a matter of time before you are successful in it. getting anybody, like, you know, to come on your podcast or your show or help you out, it's going to take time to get some of these big name people on, but being persistent is the key to doing that and not giving up like so many people give up, and they give up too early doing it. And so that's the second one. The third one is anyone can make it. Anyone, you know, looking, listening to this episode right now, looking to be successful in any industry, look at any one of these huge players, these huge names, these A-listers, these people who are just crushing it in life. They'll all tell you the same thing. They were just a regular dude once too. They were a regular average Joe once, just like you, just like me. They were all the same. We all come from the same place. Nothing separates these people aside from their belief in their belief in themselves and also their determination to succeed. That's it. That's the only thing. If you have those two things, if you have that belief in yourself and that determination that you won't give up, you're going to be successful. That's it. You have that right now. Stick with that and don't let that go, because at some point in time, whether that's a year from now, whether that's 5 years from now or 10 years from now, you will be successful and you could be like one of these guys. You could be like your hero. You could be like one of my heroes, like, you know, Robert Greene or Gary Vaynerchuk, Tim Ferriss, John Romanello, Neil Patel, one of these awesome, awesome people that I look up to and really just appreciate on so many levels. You could be the next one of them. So that's it, guys, for today. I just wanted to leave you with those three things. Going forward, we're going to have incredible interviews just like the ones you've listened to over the past 100 episodes. We're going to have even better guests. We have so many guests lined up already, and so many interviews that I can't wait to share with you. Some top name experts that you'll probably recognize, and going forward, some experts that we're going to be interviewing that I know you'll absolutely recognize. And they're going to be sharing their best advice. That's what I do here on the show. I'm getting their best advice from them to share with you. And like I mentioned earlier, it's so awesome to be in that position to do so. I learn from these people, but also I get to share that and help you guys learn from these people as well. Because at the end of the day, it's all about becoming the best versions of ourselves. And I think on the Elite Man podcast, we do a pretty phenomenal job of doing that. So guys, take care. I appreciate you guys listening to this episode, and I appreciate you guys sticking with the Elite Man podcast for 100 episodes, and continue to follow us. And if you haven't subscribed to the show yet, if you may be new to the show, make sure you listen to some of these past episodes, and also make sure you subscribe and listen to some of the new episodes going forward. I know you guys are going to love it, and I can't wait to share with you all of the awesome content we have coming up. So again, take care, guys, and I'll talk to you soon.
All right, guys, I hope you enjoyed that episode. But before you go, there's one last thing I need you to do. I need you to subscribe to this podcast right now if you haven't already. By subscribing to the podcast, you get every single episode the minute they're released. Get all of our Elite Man podcast interviews with all of our incredible world-class guests from the lifestyle, health, fitness, business, and social worlds absolutely free. Subscribe now, guys, if you haven't already, and enjoy all future episodes. And yes, if you do love the podcast, leave us an awesome review. We really do appreciate it.